Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains adult content. Parental discretion is advised. Radio show with your host, Fred, 50 Shades Galloway, and the man, the myth, the legend, Jojo Torres.
Hello, 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 America. We are back. Ribeye Radio coming to you live, baby. We are live at the World Headquarters Studio for SCA. I am your host, Jojo, and with me, my partner in crime, the man, the myth, the original legend, Brett.
We're back. Didn't think we'd survive. Thought we'd be off the air after the humble cook-off. That got a little out of hand, I guess.
It was fun, though. We had a blast. But we are back. We are on. We are going. And we just got a message from Cowbell, and they said, more Cowbell.
More Cowbell.
He has a fever.
Oh, poor Tim. Tim's got issues.
Folks, we are glad you're joining us tonight. Please, everybody sit back, enjoy, relax. We're relaxing. We're actually here in the studio tonight. We are not doing a live show. We're not in the field. We are live at the studio.
That taught us a valuable lesson. Periscope.
Yes.
Not so safe for the general masses.
So Periscope will only be for award ceremonies only.
And we got to monitor who's around the camera as well.
Sometimes a bandit will slip in there and slip one through. On the agenda, we're going to do our results from the Twin Cities Mardi Gras State Cook-Off. We're also going to do results of the Humble Rodeo State Cook-Off, which we just had in the last couple of weeks. We're going to do a product review, of the Cook Air Grill. Did a little product testing on the SCA Test Kitchen. We're going to do our usual staples. We're going to do our spinning of the Shiner Bock Wheel of Beer.
Hey.
We're going to also do the event calendar. We're going to do a little bit of mail call. Couple of quick hits in the news desk, and then we'll just kind of wrap things up. But most importantly, phonage. We are going to take phone calls right after we spin the wheel.
Bring them.
So, folks, get your questions ready. Ask a question. We will give you an answer. How's that? Plain and simple. Plain and simple. So, before we get anywhere else, let's thank our sponsors. Shiner Bock Beers. Grill Grape. PK Grills, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Cubes, Grizzly Coolers, Tranquil IT, Green Mountain Grills, Cue It Up Steps, and Fire Butler. Thank you for supporting SCA. Nice round of applause from the studio audience to our sponsors.
Guys, appreciate that.
Thank you, folks. Thanks for coming out. Hey, we'll do autographs while we're on the air.
Thank you. High five.
So first off, we're going to go ahead and do some results. We had a couple of contests in the last couple of weeks, and they were pretty good contests, I would say. We did one in, now correct me if I'm wrong, is it Monroe or West Monroe, Louisiana?
Bueller? West Monroe.
West Monroe. Right next to Ulamon, which is University of Louisiana, Monroe, Ulamon. We have the Twin Cities Mardi Gras State Cook-Off. Now, on this one, it was a state cook-off on a Friday night, and they also had a barbecue contest. But the SCA event is what we're talking about here tonight. We had a total of 38 cookers. Very nice turnout. Very good, very good, very good. Our top 10 that hit that evening. At number 10, David Nelson, Cougar Pit.
All the way from Magnolia, Arkansas.
Number nine.
Number nine, Alan Newton.
Monpaul Grillers.
Grillers from Arkansas.
Very nice. He's on a hot streak. He's been doing very well here.
Yeah,
lately.
He's hitting the last couple now.
Oh, yeah.
Number eight is John Tulos, which is a new cooker in SCA. Congratulations on a call. I believe that's his first SCA event.
Very nice. Very nice. Then we had a usual name that we've been calling out a lot last year at seventh place, Vivian Bird. Yes, Miss Vivian hit seventh place.
Smoking!
So she's back online, back on a streak. Hopefully she can keep the streak going. At number six, Chase Loomis.
Chase is he's from Louisiana. He's the guy from Backwoods. He cooks on the Backwoods Smokers, and if I remember right, he works at Backwoods.
At the factory.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Nice guy.
Congratulations. Fifth place, Chris Austin, Cowboy Q.
Cowboy Q, Chris Austin. Very
nice.
Consistent. Guy only cooks probably five events a year, and, man,
always
seems to hit a call every time.
And at the last call, if I remember, he did, the last time he cooked was the World Championship.
Correct.
And got a top 10, so very nice.
True that. Oh, fourth place, Braun Sear. Braun has been working at it and places that Lara at Twin Cities. Wow, that's great. I didn't realize Braun hit there.
Oh, yeah, he hit pretty good, pretty good. He won $150 for that. Third place, the OG of the Steak Cook-Off Association, the points champ, the man, the myth, the legend, back-to-back points champion, Mr. Johnny Joseph.
Oh.
No, no, congratulations, Johnny. That was very nice. That was very good work. Got a third place, scored $450 for that one. Very nice. Second place, Damon Blue. Came in second place for $700. So congratulations, Damon.
And in first place, Greg Gramble. Greg, this is his second SCA cook-off. He was actually the winner of the giveaway where we gave away the PK Grill for the new members that month. Anyway, he won that on a PK Grill that he won from SCA.
Very nice. Congratulations, Greg.
It pays to cook in SCA.
Part of the meat circus.
That's right.
Part of the meat circus.
The meat circus.
Congratulations, Greg. Very, very nice. Very good job there. Now, again, there were 38 cookers, and some of them did stay for Saturday and also cooked barbecue. So congratulations to those that got calls on both contests, both SCA and the barbecue contest on Saturday. Excuse me. Now, the other contest that was going on at the same time, Humble, Texas. In Humble. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back to Twin Cities real quick. Quick shout out and a thank you to the mayor for repping.
Yep.
He
very,
did a
very great job.
Very great job. He was really good. And just wanted to give him a shout out there. Then in Humble, Texas, on the same weekend, Brett and I were down in near the Houston area. Go ahead, Brett.
I spoke to Benji from West Monroe, and he has told me we're already back next year in West Monroe.
Fabulous. That is great news.
Yes.
Great, great news. So in Humble, same scenario. Thank you. We'll be here all weekend. So,
misfire.
It's all right. It's all right. No, no problem there.
Struggling.
Yes. Thank you, X. So Friday night was a SCA contest. Saturday was barbecue. Now, for us in Humble, it was actually a very long Friday because we actually had a judges class Friday at noon. Now, we had how many total?
16 new certified SCA judges.
And it was a mighty fun class of judges. We had a really good time doing the class. We had some very, very good questions, very informative. And later on in the show, we're going to be talking about some judge classes. So just keep that in mind. But that evening, we did our cook-off for the SCA that evening for the Humble Rodeo. And for that one, we had 59 total cookers. So we had a really good turnout. Now, it was a little bit unique because there were steak cookers that just came for what they were called as day cookers. And those day cookers were set up in a separate area near the arena where they were able to come in and go out. Everyone else were barbecuers, and we were in a confined I guess we were in a pinned up area.
Jail.
Yeah, it was pretty much like jail because it was tough to get in and out. And man, I tell you what, those cops were pretty strict, but we had a really good time.
That was a great event.
Now, on our top 10 for the results for the SCA contest, 10th place went to Ron Thompson. Rubbing one out, he hit 10th place.
What was that name?
Rubbing one out.
No, the cooker's name.
Ron Thompson.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to Ron. Congratulations there. 9th place went to Dennis May. You know Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis cooked down in Edinburgh, didn't get a call back at last 4th of July, and I believe this is his second event. He got a call.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, great job.
And then 8th place, we had Reginald Wilson. This was his first time cooking as an SCA,
yeah.
In an SCA event.
He was really excited. I talked to him after the event, and he wanted to know where he could find out where there were more events. That was cool.
Then in 7th place, we had Aaron, I hope I'm saying this right, Tinley?
Yep. I think that's right.
I believe that is correct. Aaron, if I butchered your name, I apologize, but just give me a call and then you can give me the pronunciation that's correct here when we take phonage. Number 6, Matocayo, the big worm, Joe Castillo.
My God, that's
Yes, it was impressive, Joe. That was very good work, very nice work. And he cooked it on a PK.
He did cook on a PK.
So he did very well there. To Miss Jean Canterbury, very nice job. I remember her coming up there, and she just had this most excited look on her face. It was like she won the Academy Award. It was great. It's just great to see the reaction on a lot of these cookers' faces. We had a really good setup there at the stage and everything. And not only that, we were also on local cable access television. We were actually, all this was being recorded and filmed. So a lot of people were excited about that. 4th place, Milkshake. He brings it all to the yard.
That's it.
Damn right. It's better than yours.
That's right.
Yes. Brad Callis, the Milkshake himself, the legendary Milkshake, hit 4th place, if you can believe it.
He'll behave.
We had to calm him down. He was just, I'm serious, he almost dropped the mic. We had to explain to him that wasn't our microphone.
I don't think that's why he almost dropped the mic. I think that had to do with some Crown Royal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what
he's celebrating?
You know what was also unique, Brett?
What's that, buddy?
Okay. He was cooking on a grill. This was a very interesting story.
You know what it looked like? The thing looked like one of those mechanics chairs. You know, a little rolling one?
Yes.
Without the cushion.
Exactly. That's what I was
bizarre.
It was really bizarre looking, but he found a grill. Seriously. He found a grill on, I believe it was eBay. It's like 1957. Thing was small. It was round. And just like Brett's saying, it looked almost like a small round chair. You spun the grate, and the grate would either go up or down. And this thing was probably no bigger than, I would say, 12, maybe 14 inches diameter? But, I mean, you could see it was an older cooker. He got 4th place on this, folks. So that just goes to show you, you can cook on anything. I mean, he knocked it out of the park with this.
He did.
It was really, really good. We were really proud of him.
All right, and 3rd place was George Shore from Pitmaker. You know the Pitmaker boys.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Anyway, they placed 3rd place, George did, and he cooked that on one of his new cookers. This thing is it's like a steak cooker / chicken cooker. It's got a diverter in it, so it's direct heat. There's grill grates on the bottom of it. Kind of looks like some of these guys have these custom chicken cookers they use on the tour, not barbecue, but anyway, it has a diverter in top, and it'll circulate the heat. But you take that out, you can crank that thing 600-700 degrees. And he got 3rd place, his first try on that pit. So
it is a beautiful, beautiful pit. And I'm telling you, Pitmaker made a major, major, major appearance there at Umpa.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere we turned, Maker was everywhere. And I'm telling you, folks, these guys know how to make barbecue equipment. They really know what they're doing. But this steak cooker that Brett's talking about is incredible. We actually were given a tour of one, the insides and the entire workings of this thing. It is amazing. And like Brett said, if you pull the diverter out, you can sear evenly anything, chicken, steak, whatever, on this thing, and it is just amazing.
Second place was Bobby Stewart.
The Bandit.
The Bandit. Rode into town in a 1993 Toyota. What is that thing?
I don't know, dude. A Toyota Accord or a Honda Corolla. I don't know, man. But it,
whatever this green machine is, it brought him in town. He whipped out a Weber, a 4-foot table. Didn't have an easy up, nothing. Boy pulls a second place.
Now, we'll say this. We did have not only the Bandit, we also had Smokey. Did you see Gene Potts in this?
Yeah, I saw Gene.
Sheriff Justice hat. I'm telling you, we should have got them to pose together. That would have been a hell of a picture. Smokey and the Bandit in Humble. But Bobby came out, and he was with us Thursday night, helped us set up. He was around us from the show. Friday night, he cooked a mean steak. I mean steak. And then as soon as he was done, he packed up and he hauled to another contest that was a barbecue on Saturday. So congratulations, Bobby. You're knocking it out of the park, buddy.
Now, in first place, we said Pitmaker made an appearance. We had Justin Margist cooking on another one of those Pitmakers. There's only three in existence from what I understand, but Justin cooked on this thing, and I believe Justin turned in that steak fat side to the left. Oh, that calls for a rim shot. Is it? Come on. Maybe not. There it is. Thank you.
For some of y'all that don't know what we're talking about, don't ask.
There you go. Next.
Dr. Smoke. That's the man.
Yes. Good job. He is the newest SCA member invited to the championship. We're excited to have him there and see what he can do against the rest of the boys.
Now, I don't know if you remember this story, Brett, but we had our cooks meeting. And it was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon Friday evening. Well, Justin was the very last one to show up. And he showed up and he was very disheveled. And he was frustrated.
Did he just get out of work? What was his deal?
Well, he got off work, jumped on the road, he hot-tailed Humble and had a blowout. Took him 2.5 hours longer than what he was originally scheduled to be there. He was supposed to be there at 2:30 in the afternoon. He didn't show up till literally 5:30. So that with traffic and everything. So he gets in line and he's like, man, you know, I hadn't had a chance to draw. I just literally just pulled in. I just got out of my truck and hauled ass over here. Here I am. I said, just get in line, grab steaks. Now,
the language is offensive.
Oh, thank you. So, folks, there was so many steaks. I'm not kidding. Justin was the very last one. There were still, 60 steaks left over?
Yeah, he had extras. But he picked last. And won the cook-off.
And won first.
So it doesn't matter whether you pick first, you pick last. I mean, that proved it there.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a great job on Justin's behalf. His first SCA event, his first win. He's like the...
just like Bubba.
Like the Bubba Garrett of Houston.
Yeah, he's the Bubba Garrett of Houston. So
let's see if he can go 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Bubba holds a record.
So that was the steak cook-off on Friday night. Now, yours truly and Brett, we ended up getting involved with the barbecue contest because, you know, we haven't cooked much. We felt, you know, hey, we're down there. Let's go ahead and do it. We had a really good spot. We were pretty much front row center, right by the gate. Everybody came by, said hi. We got a lot of people taking pictures of the trailer. By the way, we took a lot of pictures with Billy.
Yes.
And we have a request for Billy.
Billy is missing. And if you guys that aren't regulars don't know Billy, Billy is our SCA mascot. He is our metal Billy goat. And we take this guy everywhere. He's starting to rust now. So, you know, he's very broken. He's not house trained. He's not going to do anything for you at home. Guy doesn't take the trash out. He may jump on your whiskey. I mean, if I was you, I'd definitely let us know you found Billy. You didn't take him. You found him. And you'd like to return Billy because, you know, we've got a lot of events this year, and he's kind of been a good luck charm for us. And, you know, we need Billy.
Now,
yep, it's officially a bromance.
That's right. I miss Billy.
We had some crazy weather roll in on a Saturday morning, real early. And that weather shifted. The winds shifted the temperatures. We had a little hail. We had a little rain. In that wind shift, or a better yet, a wind shear, Billy took a tumble and actually broke his leg. So he's going to be easy to spot around the Houston area because he's a billy goat with a broken leg. But we got him. We got him up and upright.
Yeah, he's working. He's
so limping. So if anybody knows his whereabouts, please send us an email at info@statecookoffs.com. Let us know. We're not calling the FBI yet, but we do know people, and those people will find you
anywhere in Houston.
Anywhere.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Exactly. Because you know what? He will be found. Booyah! Oh, Billy.
Oh, man. That's depressing. Let's move on.
So anyway, we cooked barbecue. We did the usual of chicken, ribs, brisket. We did okay.
We got killed, let's face it.
No, we came in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, we were kind of middle of the pack, but we hadn't cooked in a while, and we had a great time.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. Now, the best part of the Humble...
That's what we always say when we lose. Yeah. Well, we had a lot of fun.
The best part of Humble, though, I thought, is we were associated with three other cook teams, and they had us do a celebrity cook-off challenge where we had to test our skills and be creative and come up with a creative dish. Two proteins, one being shrimp, which they provided, and two sides. So, we were there with Firecraft Barbecue, Chef David Welsh, who was a local cook there from Humble, Robert Sierra, S&S Pit Crew, the man, the myth, the true legend. Okay. Then we had John Reeves and Chad Townley from Smokin' X. So they had the four of us lined up in this one particular row. It was really, really unique. Is they actually had an MC on a wireless microphone, and they also had the camera crews walking back and forth amongst the four of us. And just kind of, I guess it was like a Humble version of Iron Chef, maybe?
Yeah, it's very WWF, if you ask me.
But we had a good time, and we actually came in second place in the contest. Smokin' X did come in first place. Great job to the guys. Ours was pretty good also. The judges were a little bit gracious to all of us. You know, they, of course, they're going to be gracious. But actually, they were very complimentary of our food, and it was really nice. Now, for some of you that are wondering what we made, yeah, we made a ribeye. So
what else will we cook?
What else will we cook? But it turned out really nice. So had a very good time in Humble, and hopefully we'll be getting another opportunity to do this again. So that's what we got from Twin Cities and from Humble. What do you got there?
5, 4, 3. Let's
see who's on hold here. Who's hanging out in the galley here? Push that they want to be on air, but I think we're bringing them on. What do you think? Go for it. See who this is. Who's stalking us? Who is this? Bueller? You don't know they're on the air? All right, good times. Good talking to you.
Call up the last four numbers.
264.
All right, let's try this one. We're on the air. Who's this?
He has a delay.
Hello?
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 Oh, forget it. Never mind. Upward and onward. So a while back, we had asked some of you guys to send in some show intros for us, something different, you know. We're kind of scared what comes in, but we got in a couple of them this week. We haven't got to really – we checked out the fuel one. We did that one a while ago. We're going to play this other one just to see what it is. This was sent in by Ron Thompson. Ooh, you had your mind, Jojo. Hey, now.
Broadcasting live from the SBA Corporate Studios in downtown Bedford, Texas, you're listening to The Ribeye Radio Show.
Sing it, Jojo.
Here are your hosts, Brett, this 50 Shades of Galloway, and the man, the myth, the legend, JoJo Torres.
That's yours.
Wow.
I think Ron hates us.
I kind of, right there, all of a sudden, I just pictured myself on a beach and just watching all these people just kicking sand in my face.
Because they can.
Because they're all dancing to ole, ole, ole.
Well, he sent one more. Let's see what this is. This, have you listened to this one at all?
No, I have not heard him.
I thought it'd be interesting.
Welcome to the Goodbye Radio Show. Broadcasting live from the SBA World Headquarters Studios in Bedford, Texas, with your hosts, JoJo and Brett. If you have a question for JoJo or Brett, you can dial in at any time to 347-826-9908. And remember to follow us or listen to past episodes at blogtalkradio.com, the X Nation Barbecue Show.
That one's not too shabby, but the phone number's a little wrong.
Well, what happened, folks, is there was some technical difficulties on Block Talk Radio, and we ended up having to change for tonight to make sure that we were on the air. So for the maybe three or four people that are listening, that's why you saw the different number.
For both of you. Thank you, wives.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, honey.
Yeah. But talking to my wife. Tap the brakes there, Tito. Got a
struggling. So anyway.
All right. Well,
boy, that was a mender.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that is what we were talking about a little bit ago with the contest that we did in Humble and in Twin Cities. So again, like Brett was saying, he talked to Benji at Twin Cities and they are ready for another one. So next year we are coming back to Yulamon. And we're going to knock it out of the park.
And we just need to keep doing these Louisiana events. Every time we do them, they call us the next day and say, hey, we're doing it again.
Exactly.
Book is for 2017. It's great.
Exactly. Now, one of the other things that we wanted to talk about while we were talking about these drops, we did ask everybody if they could send us some drops. So, again, the challenge is still out there. The rules are simple. 30 seconds long. No vulgarity. Nothing nasty. Nothing off the cuff. It can be pretty much anything. The only thing that we ask is you just incorporate either the name of the show or the name of the host or both, either or. 30 seconds, that's all you need. Can be anything. Woo! That would work too. All you have to do is at the end of that go,
Ribeye Radio.
And that's it. That's pretty much it.
You're in.
You're in like Flynn. So while we're doing this, we're going to go ahead and take a pause for the cause for a second because I think we're going to go ahead and break out the real.
Oh.
Of beer.
Cerveza.
Wow! We got a winner.
Tonight's beer, Shiner Light Blonde, 99 calories.
Very nice. And the nice white can with the blue accent. So
very refreshing, it says.
Brett, here's to you.
Very nice. Oh.
Oh.
Thanks for shaking it there, JoJo. I appreciate that one.
And I was just about to say, thank you, Brett. Now, you know what? Here lately, they've been doing this.
We got a mess.
It's all right. It's all right. Thank you, Shiner Bach. That was very good, refreshing beer.
Good stuff. I just got a message from Pitmaker. He said, get ready. I guess that means there's going to be more of those Pitmakers around.
Lovely.
Awesome.
We're ready. We're ready now.
We're ready yesterday.
We were ready last week. We were ready and humble. And another message. Here we go. Oh, and also possible sponsorship from Facebook Messenger and Apple.
All right. All right. Where are we at, buddy?
Let's very quickly, call-in number for those of you that are listening online, our call-in number, 929-477-1792. 929-477-1792. For those of you that speak Spanish, 929-477-1792. See, you didn't think I was going to slip some Spanish in there, did you?
Man, you're trilingual.
I'll try anything. All right, anyway. So, Shiner Bock World Beer. Thank you, Shiner. Thank you. Now, we're going to go into...
Let's go to the test kitchen.
Let's go to the test kitchen. Folks, we are in the SCA test kitchen. Tonight, we are going to discuss the Cook Air Grill. The Cook Air Grill was a product that is an air-driven. It is a tailgater-type cooker. For those of you interested in seeing this, go to www.cookairgrills.com. It is a very nice little product. Basically what it is, it can work in numerous ways. It can run on D-cell batteries. You can plug it into an electrical outlet, or you can plug it into your cigarette lighter. It comes with two adapters that you can make this work. It is very light, very handy.
Thanks, Dave.
Very light, very handy. Now, here in a moment, as I'm talking, I'm going to post the pictures of the product result that I did when I did the test on this. And it went very easy, very well. Now, basically what you do is you remove the top grill. There is a little cavity in the middle of the grill. What you do is you put in a mojo brick, or basically it's a wood puck. Any type of fire starter, anything that's going to be your fuel for the fire. You put it in. Then down below there are two buttons. It controls a fan. Seriously. And it goes from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest.
Sounds like a blow dryer.
It is much better than a blow dryer. So, I saw that look. Anyway, what you do is you turn the fan on to number 5. This will then ignite the wood source, the puck. I did it with a chunk of hickory wood. Put a piece of paper in there. I lit the piece of paper. I put the... chunk of hickory wood in there, and then I put the grates back on there. Here's where I made my mistake. I left the fan on at full blast 5, which is not a bad deal if you're trying to sear something. I was not trying to sear. I just wanted to test it to cook. So the first time that I cooked on it, I left it on in 5. And I kid you not, folks, this sucker got up to over 1,000 degrees, but it burned that chunk of wood down in about 4 minutes. I'm not kidding you. So I tried it again. This time, put the wood in, put it on 5. Once I got the temperature up to where I wanted it to go, and I had a temperature gun, I got up to about 700 degrees. Then I lowered the fan down to 3. I put my meat on the grill, on the grate, and then proceeded to cook. And then I noticed that it's a lot easier to crank it back down. So I cranked the fan down to 2. It went beautifully. Now, I did some boneless pork chops. I had a pork loin, and I went in there and took care of it. And it cooked very nicely. So, if you get a chance to see one of these, I've seen them. I have seen them in some locations like Cabela's. I saw it at Cabela's. It is a nice little product. It is nice. It is handy. It comes with a nice bag. Everything is put in the bag. You can carry this bag. It's got a handle on it. It's not too heavy. It's probably 18 pounds, maybe 15 pounds. It's like carrying a bag of potatoes. But it cooked very well.
Where do you buy your potatoes? 18 pounds?
Costco, dude. Everything's warehouse size.
Just checking.
Warehouse size, of course.
All right.
But it was a very, very easy setup, very easy cook. Now, I did these pork chops. And like I said, here in a moment, I'm going to post on Rabbi Radio's Facebook page so that you can see what I cooked. And it turned out pretty nice. Turned out really nice. So my final judgment on this, on a scale of 1 to 5, I give it a 4.
Very nice. That was sent to us by Fred Gross of Mojo Bricks. So we wanted to test that out, and Joe seems to like it a lot. Joe seems to have a lot of time for testing.
Well, I make time, sir.
I know. You're such a good man, Judge.
You know, there are times where you don't have time, but you make time.
All right. Well, we have a new product that was sent to us this week. It was called the Barbecue Dragon. It's supposed to breathe life into your next barbecue. Basically, this thing is a fire starter. You hook it up to your pit. It seems to have a clip and clips on the edge, but it helps get your fire ready to cook in 10-minute hands-free. Looks like you can charge it up the micro. You hook this thing up to your laptop or something. Anyway, we just got these in. We've got some. We are going to test this for the next show, and then we will also be giving some of these away in the future. So they sent me a few of these fine items. Can't wait to give it a try. Thanks for sending this to us. We'll let you know how it goes.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Again, thank you to Cook Air for allowing us to do this test on there. It is possible, very possible, that we may have them as a future sponsor.
Possible.
Possible.
Yes, we've talked.
Now, also, a quick shout-out while we're talking about product testing. A big thank you to Troy Nadell with Fire Butler. I actually used the Fire Butler at the Humble Barbecue, and I cooked my chicken on it, and it held its temperature like it was supposed to, and it did a very nice job. So thank you, Troy. Thank you, Fire Butler.
Maybe we should thank all the sponsors again.
Let's hit them again.
Time. And they are?
Shiner Bock Beers, Grill Great, PK Grills, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Q, Grizzly Coolers, Tranquil IT, Green Mountain Grills, Cue It Up Steps, and Fire Butler. Thank you for supporting SCA.
Yeah, man, what we do couldn't happen without these sponsors. We're such a small company or such a small organization. The sponsors really help keep us going. You know, we're in talks with a couple more that might help. And, you know, the neat part is they put in extra money at these events. You guys can win extra money. We just got a deal done with Cosmo Q's. If you're using his product at 10 different events, we're going to announce them real soon here. If you're using his product, you'll win an extra $100 gift card to Cosmo Q's. And they've got great products. We used them down in Houston, JoJo, on the chicken. All right. So we were going to talk about the judging classes because we have people asking, when are you going to have a class in Montana? Well, that person in Montana wants a class, but we don't know that there's enough people in Montana. So we have kind of retooled the judging deals. Instead of scheduling just a standalone class, we've came up with a way where we can now do a class in conjunction with an event. So we're going to go through the calendar here. I just got it printed out. By Monday, we will have a list of events that will also feature a judging class. You know, and the judging class is for everybody. We've got cookers that take them. We have judges from other organizations.
KCBS especially.
We're starting to get the little hipster foodies that are starting to come to these deals. So anyway, the classes are catching on. We're going to have a lot more of them. Looks like it'll probably be about 2 a month. So hopefully it'll help us get to our goal of having more certified judges to keep the judging very consistent for you guys. Okay. Anyway, so where are you at, JoJo?
Well, let's go over some of the events on the calendar. Let's see.
You got it.
Now, this coming weekend, I know I'm fading in and out on this microphone. I've been fighting this bug. I'm probably going to need some whiskey or something here in a minute.
You might call Magic Johnson.
Now, on our event calendar, did we have some music for the event calendar? Didn't we?
Oh, we probably do. What do you want? We did that. Uh-oh.
Oh, wasn't it Start Me Up? What was it? Start Me Up?
Break Me Up.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll do it without production value.
Yeah.
We're low value tonight anyway. Folks, this Saturday, Kennedy, Texas, which is south of San Antonio, the Red Dog Steak Throwdown. This is going on down south in Texas, okay, this Saturday. Now, March 5th, which is also Saturday, the Live Oak County Fair Steak Cook-Off in George, West Texas.
I'll be going to that event. That event. Have you been to George? You were there a different event last year.
SCA.
Yeah, a different SCA event. But it's a great event. They, Oh, I just got that text, Andy. Thank you. Yes, we'll make that happen. This phone won't stop. Okay, so where were we?
The answer, Dave, is no, but we need to.
Yeah, we need to. Wheels are off the bus.
You were talking about George West.
Okay, George West. This year, they are going to have a rodeo, a stock show. There's going to be live bands. We were there a couple years ago, and the music was unbelievable. But there'll be live bands down there. The steak cook-off, your entry fee is $150. It's a full steak payout, as well as entering the steak. When you enter that steak cook-off, you're going to get two ribeyes, as usual. Now, your entry fee also includes entry into the cabrito and the cabrito guisada division. Now, it's bring your own goat, which brings us back to where's Billy? Anyway, but you bring your own goat. So you get into all three categories, and I believe first place cabrito pays $500.
Yeah, it's a good payout.
For a piece of goat.
Now, so, some of you that are not familiar with this, it is a barbecue delicacy down in South Texas. Usually when I would go down to South Texas, we usually would go and stop at Mi Tierra in San Antonio. And get
the
it.
Table, Carlos.
Yeah. And we would eat cabrito there. And it is very, very good. If it's prepared right, it's good. Now, growing up in West Texas, same thing. We would have it any chance we could because it's that good. So the honor of it is you're doing barbecued and guisada, which guisada basically means stewed. So it's going to be done in a rich tomatoey sauce or a nice gravy of sort, and it's kind of reduced down, makes the meat very, very tender. A lot of people put peppers and onions and tomatoes and such, and it is delicious, delicious, delicious. And I'm telling you, this was a great idea that they're doing down there.
They've already got quite a few signed up. I think it's going to be a good event. Man, I can't wait to taste the food down there.
It is going to be exciting. Now, I would love the opportunity to go down there and defend my title from last year because that's where I won my championship. But
your head won't fit out the door?
No.
Oh, I just won that last year.
Oh.
But anyway, I may have another commitment job-wise where I may not be able to go. So,
community service?
Okay. So I got to go pick up trash for Denton County. But anyway, I do have a 50-50 shot of going down there. I would love to go down there just for the cabrito alone. I don't need to defend my title. I just want to eat cabrito and be a judge. Seriously.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Can't wait.
We're going to see how that comes out, and we're looking forward to it, especially going down there to go see Big Lou.
Yep.
Big Lou. Friday night event, March 11th. This is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, the NBBQA conference. Now, Brett and the mayor, Ken, will be there representing SCA at the conference. They will be there pretty much Thursday through Sunday, pretty much, right?
Yeah, we come in town Wednesday and Sunday.
There you go. So on that Friday night, there's going to be a celebrity challenge. There's going to be numerous dignitaries at the barbecue world that will be cooking in this challenge. You guys are running the challenge, correct?
Correct, yeah. We're going to have a challenge. It's going to be the steak guys, the hot and fast guys versus the low and slow guys. You know, last year, I think Myron cooked in the challenge, Chris Lilly, Heath Riles, and actually Heath won the celebrity challenge. And then he won the steak cook-off the next day.
Wow.
A twofer.
Whoa.
The Daily Double.
The Daily Double.
So, but yeah, it's a great fun event, and anybody in Jacksonville can come out and watch that. You get to hang out and meet you know, some of these stars of the barbecue world versus the stars of the steak world. And then on Saturday,
there will be a judges class early.
Yep, 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock.
Then, sign up on the website.
After the class, there will be the MBBQA Classic Steak Cook-Off. It is an official contest.
It's an official SCA event. That event will have a $2,000 first place. And what kind of money is that, Joe?
Cash.
That's right. Cold cash, as Joe says. But that's $2,000 first place, and it's a double SCA points.
What'd you say?
double SCA points.
What'd you say?
Double.
That, see, that's incredible. Double, baby.
So just for showing up, you're going to get 2 points. You normally get 1 point for attending an event. This will give you 2 points for attending the event. If you get a 10th place, you're going to get 2 plus 2. You're going to get 4 points.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So the winner chicken dinner, steak dinner, sorry, is going to get 22 points. Last year, now things are skewed because there's many more events this year. Last year, the wild cards that qualified had to be at 16 points. If somehow somebody won this thing, the chances you might make it, maybe not, because with 100 winners, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, wild cards may be that wild.
Yeah, there's going to be a top 10 this year. The top 10 in points that are not automatically qualified will get to go. So, but this is it's a can't-miss event. It's in Jacksonville. It's at the Hyatt Regency right on the river. Friday night, we're going to cook on the second deck of their patio that overlooks the river. So it's going to be a great deal. And then Saturday is the actual cook-off, and that'll be in the parking lot there. And, man, great view of this huge river. Double points, $2,000 first place.
You hear that, Tim? Florida Tim? You hear that?
You hear that?
You hear that?
Wasaki, I know you're listening.
Bubble buzz, baby, bubble.
He's already entered. He's not scared. No, we invite all our Florida friends to come out, give it a try. Man, we don't have a big turnout yet. We're hoping for a good turnout, and it's a great time to come into SCA. You'll be cooking side-by-side with the biggest names in the barbecue world. And there's guys, you know, the Chris Lees, the Heath Riles, the Myra Mixons, you know, the Mark Lamberts of the world. They're all going to be there.
Very good. Very nice. Now, on that same weekend, that same Saturday, in Camden, Arkansas, is going to be the Camden Daffodil Festival. Yours truly will be repping that contest out there in Camden. So for those of you that are not able to make it to Florida, come on out to Arkansas. I will be there. I will be there with open arms. I will greet you, and we will cook some mean, mean steaks. So come on out to Camden. Again, I will be out there repping that contest. Hope to see y'all out there. Now, on March the 19th, which is a Saturday, the second annual 903 Brewery Cook-Off in Sherman, Texas. Last year, we did the first-time event there. It is an actual active brewery. We cooked there. Very good turnout. Very good event.
So that's why this is the second annual, Judge Jeff?
Yes, because last year was the first annual.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
There you go. Don't we have a dropper, Obvious?
I think we do. We don't.
I wonder what the non-pathetic people are doing tonight.
They're not listening to the show.
That one cricket, that was the audience.
Oh,
out there.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, that is going to be in Sherman, Texas, okay? Now, on April 2nd, which is a Saturday, we're going to be in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, smoking on the Big Creek.
Yeah.
Smoking on Big Creek Steak Cook-Off.
Yep, and that's Stan Hayes' event, Operation Barbecue Relief. If you guys want to help support Operation Barbecue Relief, all the profits from this event go to that. It's a great event. They do a KCBS barbecue cook-off there as well as a steak cook-off. So we'll do the steak cook-off Friday night, gets everybody out of their tents, excited, and then No, wait a minute. That's a Saturday event, isn't it?
Saturday.
I take that back. It's an hour after brisket. So you can show up Saturday morning, cook a steak, meet a lot of great people, support Operation Barbecue Relief, and hopefully come home with some good money.
And a high five to Operation Barbecue Relief for all of the stuff they do, especially when the disaster hits. They're the first ones to respond, the first ones to take care of the general public. They take care of the public servants. These guys rock.
High five.
Exactly. They deserve a high five and a pat on the back, especially – you know, when we had some disasters that have just happened lately, you know, throughout the country, these guys are very quick to respond. So they give true meaning to the word first responders, seriously. So check them out. Also on that day, which is April 2nd, Little Rock, Arkansas, the Riverfest PK Challenge. Now, explain this one there for me, Brett.
This one is put on actually by PK Grills. It'll be part of a festival downtown. And if you, you must own a PK grill to cook in the event. PK is one of our sponsors. So if you don't have one, go get one. And actually, if you're an SCA member, you get a fine discount on it. So just if you're interested in that, email us at info@steakcookoffs.com. But the cook-off, it's got a great payout. Winner, I think, is $1,200 plus a Yeti cooler. And I think up to 10th place gets a Yeti bag or a sack or whatever you want to call it. What are those called? Bags.
Sack. So you talking about the ice bag?
Yeah,
an ice bag. Satchel bag. Satchel.
Satchel? You're really going to say satchel?
Satchel.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Hey, dude, I didn't slur my R's. I said satchel.
Need some help, buddy. All right. So anyway, that event, if you have a PK grill, you can cook in it. It's $89. It includes your entry into the appetizer as well. So great price. PK is putting in the prize money so they can, man, they got a great entry there.
Very nice. Also, sir,
how far are we at?
Oh, we're on April 2nd. I'm getting to the 9th now. So April 9th, we're getting close.
We're a month and a half out.
That'll be the last one I'm going to call.
Okay.
Okay. So April 9th.
Technical difficulty.
April 9th, we have three events going on. That we
struggling.
The first event is going to be are we going to have the judges class in Greenwood, Mississippi?
We are.
Okay. So Greenwood, Mississippi, there will be a judges class on April the 9th, which is a Saturday. That same Saturday, we have the Scurry County Cowboy Church State Cook-Off in Snyder, Texas.
Yeah, that should be a good event. He is going to have, from our last conversation, he said he was going to have Wagyu steaks.
Holy cow.
I'm telling you. Wagyu steaks, and he has belt buckle trophies. From what I understand, that is a motorhome event. You can bring a motorhome to it. He does have the room for it.
And for those of you that are in my family that are in West Texas, especially in Spur, hey, Snyder's just a stone's throw away, so come on out.
If you can get a weekend pass, you can come out.
Exactly. Come on out. Come on out, Snyder, Texas. You know what they say about Snyder, Brett?
What is that?
I can't say. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't say. Also, in the last event that day, baseball and barbecue steak cook-off in Hoofddorp, Netherlands.
Oh, man. I went to that one last year. It was awesome.
So who's repping this one?
Actually, our rep, Harry Havinga, that actually lives there, he is repping that event for us. We were at that one last year. This year, we're going to go to one a little farther down the calendar. I think we're going in May sometime to
Tony Stone. May 14th.
Yeah, the Tony Stone Slow and Low. That is the largest cook-off in Europe, barbecue cook-off. This will be the first year to add a steak cook-off to it, so we're excited. We're going to do a judging class there if you just feel like taking an SEA class in Europe. It's available. So I was going to hit on a couple of these real quick that were new events, like the PK Challenge. That's a brand new event. I think we covered that pretty well. I talked to the guy again today from the Canadian Festival of Chili, Barbecue, and Steak. It is in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. That event is just south of Vancouver. And from everything I've heard, Vancouver is the most American city out there. Plenty of nightlife action there. And his event, I believe it's sixth or seventh year, but it's a pretty big event. They do multiple categories. We're going to do a judging class there. We're going to run the steak cook-off. Last year, Brad Barrett, which is with Grill Great, one of our great sponsors, he helped with the steak cook-off. And I think they had about 20 teams. This year it's going to be sanctioned, and I think he's already got a bunch of people signed up. I think that'll be a real big event this year. Bonus, I get to go to Canada. Pretty excited about that, and Vancouver. And then one that's dear and close to our hearts, the Trip Haggard Memorial. The promoter last year of the event has chosen not to do the event this year, but I found out where it was in a great location last year. I found out, you know, who to call, and we secured the same location. So it's in a great park, beautiful park, you know, nice grass, a great area to have this event. We are going to have the Trip Haggard Memorial on July 16th. And JoJo, did you get to go to that last year?
No, I was not able to.
No, Trip was a cooker. He's kind of one of the founders, one of the true legends of steak cook-offs. He ran the Oklahoma Championship Steak Cook-Off, and, you know, that used to be my favorite cook-off for years. And I really love that event. And he passed away about just over a year ago now. You know, we did a cook-off to kind of memorialize him last year, and we're excited to go back. We're hoping it'll be even bigger and better this year, and we're excited that SCA could make that happen. And then also Kirbyville, Texas. This is deep East Texas, almost Louisiana. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yes.
Because you know all of Texas.
Pretty much.
I don't. Thank you. So this is the Deep East State Barbecue and Steak Championship. We're going to do a Friday night steak cook-off. You know, they've got a video I watched about this cook-off, and I got excited just watching the video. And there wasn't even steak in the video. So we're excited to go out there. Just talk to him today. We are going to have, we're going to set the payout. We're going to set the entry fee. So watch the website. I started putting that up today. I'll finish it tomorrow with all the information on there. But keep your eyes out. This looks like a great event. And if I can get that link to the website, I'll post it, or to the video, I'll post it on the SCA page. It looks like a great time. And I think that's the last of the new ones I had highlighted to mention today. I did get some news, JoJo, just in.
Yeah, breaking news, folks, breaking news.
This just in from the mayor. SCA has secured the last weekend in October 2016 and 2017 for the SCA Steak World Championship at Billy Bob's.
Wow.
So we're back. Same location. It's going to be great.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're back for the next 2 years. We've at least secured the location there. If you guys were there last year, we're going to try to do the same thing this year. We're looking to have you know, some great entertainment on Friday night. We'll do the same deal we did this year. We're going to bring everybody on the stage, recognize them, probably have another dinner, and then Saturday it's on. You know, hopefully this year you won't need a kayak to get to your team spot. It was weird rain we had, wasn't it, JoJo?
But you know what? It was fun. We still made the best of it. In addition to the rain, we also had that quick shift of the wind, and it got cold. And
yeah, it was a crazy day.
It was a crazy day, and then the next day everything was normal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
following day.
Normal.
So. But we're looking forward to, and thank you, Mayor, for letting us know that. Thank you, Billy Bob, especially for letting us come back for the next 2 years. That's going to be great.
I can't think of a better place for the championship. I mean, think about it. Texas, steak, Billy Bob's, largest honky-tonk in the world.
Exactly. Now, while we're still talking about SCA stuff, we're going to go ahead and talk about a new project that Brett and the Mayor have been working on. It is called SCA 101. Also, coming soon, Promoter 101. Now, my friend, can you explain SCA 101 to the crowd?
You know, I get a couple emails a day saying, hey, man, I have never been to a cook-off. Tell me about them. What happens? You know, how does this work? How does that work? And so we decided we're going to make a video. So what we did was we created SCA 1 for cookers or for teams. So you can watch this video. We're going to post it on Facebook tomorrow, or not Facebook. We'll post it on YouTube tomorrow.
It's
already on Facebook. But this thing basically walks you through SCA. You know, it tells you, you know, some of the most commonly asked questions. Do I need to decorate a box? How do I sign up for events?
What is
a typical setup?
Steak selection.
How does steak selection work? And so hopefully once you watch this video, and if you've never been to an SCA event, you have a great idea what's happening and you're excited to cook your first event. So we did that for teams, and you know, we've seen a couple of promoters already. I've seen two of them this morning that have posted on their deal. Hey, you know, one of them said, step one, watch SCA 101. Step two, sign up for the ribeye roundup in Roanoke. It's a great tool for them. And then we've also created, cause I know there's promoters out there as well. We're working on, SCA 101 for promoters, and that should be everything you need to know to get started on an SCA event. And we'll walk through, you know, the common questions of, does it have to be a guaranteed payout? Is it a Friday night event only, or is it Saturday? you know, what determines when we have it? You know, some of the questions like that, you know, will you help us pick a great day? So if you're a promoter, you can watch this video and have a great feel of how an SCA event goes and feel confident when you call us, you're ready to go.
Now, you were talking about it one time, maybe even doing some separate videos to kind of go into more detail with other things involved, or was that just an idea being kicked around?
I think it was an idea. We haven't decided. We want to get these two out first because we think it's real important that, you know, Humble, for example, we did that cook-off. You know, there was 140 barbecue teams there. We had 59 teams signed up for steak, but some of those guys had no idea what we were about. They just saw this cool-looking banner, and they saw the whole stage was decorated with SCA everywhere.
Yeah.
Every banner was SCA.
It was very nice.
It was cool. So we were very well branded down there, and I'm sure they're wondering, like, why is this place decorated with SCA everywhere? Well, now they know, and hopefully they can watch it.
What is this skull? That's what everybody kept at. What's skull?
Yeah, what's skull?
But no, these are very informative, very easy videos to follow. And again, like Brett was saying, it explains pretty much everything. I mean, he didn't miss any questions that usually are the typical questions that are asked. So if you get a chance, go to the SCA Facebook page. It should be posted on YouTube tomorrow. Are you going to create a SCA YouTube channel?
Yes, we'll have an SCA YouTube channel. I'll have that created by Monday.
So, but if you get a chance, take a look at this video. It's very nice.
I did get a message from a listener. Dave in Texas says he viewed the video. On Android, it changed slides a bit too fast for the normal human being to read. Dave, Brett has a solution. Move into the 2016 and get a dang iPhone.
I'm going to say buy an iPhone.
No, I'll look at that, Dave. I don't know. When we made the video, we did it to the music. So it's got about 4 seconds per slide, I think is what it is, in which it's pretty close to being able to do it. But if you have trouble on your Android, you might check it on your laptop, on your iPad. Oh, wait.
That's not Android.
On your Macintosh. Right.
That's not it either.
Anyway, thanks for that info, Dave. Appreciate it.
Now, while we are kind of just kicking things around here, we're going to go ahead and take a couple of letters that we got. So
let's do that.
Let's segue into our next segment here.
Mail call.
Yes, mail call. Our first question, our first letter, is from Tim in Florida. Wink, wink.
Hey, Tim.
Is there any advantage in taking the SCA judges class? We've been talking about judging class earlier, and ironically, this question was sent in to us. So is there any advantage in taking the SCA judges class, Brett?
As a judge, obviously, yes. I mean, you learn the system, and you can judge steaks anywhere in the world. I mean, we talked about Canada. We talked about Europe. You can sign up and judge those events. But as a cooker, there's many advantages. You learn a lot of little things, and taking the judging class, you'll learn the whole process that the judge goes through judging your steak. But to me, I equate it to taking a barbecue class. When I took a guy's barbecue class and things in that class that I didn't know. And those two little things really, really helped me. And so if you pick up a couple things as a cooker in this class, man, it was well worth it. I mean, there's some little things in there, and I'm not going to give them away, but if you know these things, it definitely gives you a distinct advantage while you're cooking.
And I can attest to that because I actually took the judges class, and from that point on, I did get better at some of the things. Some of the things that are very simple that you overlook. I'll give you another good example. Bobby Stewart, he took the judges class in Humble Friday morning, and he scored second place Friday night.
Good job, Bobby.
So, you know, things do happen if you pay close attention. And again, we go through the entire process in these judges' classes of what the judges look for, what we ask of them, and the entire procedure. Now, for some of you that are not familiar with this, not only do we do the certified judging, but also before the events, we actually will do a refresher course before we actually do an actual judging at a contest. So, for instance, if we have a turn-in at 3 to 3:30, we ask that the judges come to the judging area around 2:30 to 2:40, and we will go and review some of this stuff. Now, some of the judges are certified. They already know this. But if you haven't done it in a while, or, again, if they're a non-certified judge, we explain everything to make sure everybody's on the same page, and we make sure that everybody understands the procedure. It is not that hard of a procedure. It's very simplistic. But we want everyone to understand what they're looking for, what they're tasting for, what is the criteria that are met in this judging. So in answer to that question, yes, it does give you an advantage. Now, everybody's going to look at it and answer the question differently. For me, it helped. It did help tremendously. I also know that others will look at it a little bit differently, and they'll say, well, I only learned one or two things. But you know what? Those one or two things, just like Brett was saying, do come in handy, and they do help you out. Now, question number two from Anthony in Oklahoma. Question two, am I allowed to enter more than one app at a time? Now, basically what he's asking is if he and his partner are allowed to turn in two apps under the same team name. Now, Brett had to step out for a second to go sign for a package. I don't know why FedEx always decides to come at this hour of the night. Well, it was guaranteed delivery by 8:30, so it is only 8:07. So here he is.
What's up?
I was just saying that you had to sign for that FedEx package real quick.
Yeah, had to shake hands with the president.
All right, question number two from Anthony from Oklahoma was, am I allowed to enter more than one app at a time if myself and my partner are allowed to turn in two apps under one team name?
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of people that do that. They'll pay the two. Now, you have to pay two entry fees if you're going to enter two apps. But, you know, if you want to enter five apps, I don't care. You know, turn them in. It's an appetizer contest. Who cooks the best app? We don't limit appetizers at all. You know, and you know what we're finding is as we're trying to have, you know, make them more family events. And I guess a good example is a one bite. When we did that one bite challenge, we had women coming out of the woodwork cooking the one bite challenge. Well, what does that do? Man, that brings out the husband and wives cooking together.
Exactly. And the one thing that you bring up too is if you have a better odds in the app, then go for it. Because the challenge is, what if? I'm just throwing this out here, like in the one bite challenge. All the wives came out, and then the top 10, what was it, like 6 or 7 of the top 10 were all women.
Yeah, they whooped us.
So what are the odds that the husband or the boyfriend goes, wait a minute, I can cook a better app than her, and next thing you know, it's like a little internal, now I don't want to say a battle of the sexes, but there's like a little competition there, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, I'm going to challenge not just the other cookers, I'm going to challenge her.
So, yeah, well, you're part of that. Your wife cooks a mean appetizer.
She does very well, and a lot of those ideas are all hers. But there have been a couple times, and I even thought about it at the One Bite Challenge, where, you know what, maybe I need to cook one just to see where she lands, where I land. It's not bragging rights or nothing. It's just, I just want to see.
Right.
But I haven't had the stones to...
That's true.
To do it. But anyway, she's really good at it. Yeah, she's really good at it.
Yeah. No, so to answer the question, yes, you can cook multiple appetizers as long as you pay a separate entry fee. Now, there are some SCA events that is not the case. So I've even been to one event and said, oh, yeah, just cook as many appetizers as you want and you just pay one entry fee.
Negative.
Needless to say, that event's no longer around.
Negative.
It's crazy. Anyway.
But folks, if you have any questions that you want to ask us, please send us an email to info@steakcookoffs.com. We'll answer any question. You can put your name on there. If not, you can just put anonymous. It doesn't matter. But thank you to Tim in Florida and Anthony in Oklahoma for those questions. We appreciate y'all. And again, info@steakcookoffs.com.
Careful what you ask.
You can't handle the truth.
We have yet to be stumped on any question. No one has stumped
you.
No one has stumped the great guru here, so hopefully no one will stump them yet. Well, I tell you what, that sponsorship with Apple is going to be something else, isn't it?
I'm telling you, phone's blowing up, Daddy. Actually, that was another promoter asking why his show was not mentioned.
Oh.
Well, let me see. Let me find it. Now, I will mention said show. Wimberly, we did mention his show.
I thought you did. Repeat it again.
We are going to have an event. It's a Sunday event. The Hill Country Music Festival in Dripping Springs. It's actually in Wimberley. Dripping Springs Vodka is a sponsor of this event. So your entry fee will cover your entry into the Steak Cook-Off, the Bloody Mary Contest, and it'll include a bottle of vodka, a bottle of
Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary Mix
as part of your entry fee. And both of those are fine sponsors of SCA.
Yes, very fine.
So anyway, support that. It's a Sunday event. My suggestion, just a suggestion, you don't have to take it. You could cook a Friday night. I mean, this is what I would do. Friday night, I'd drive to Plainview, Texas. I'd do the Steak Cook-Off there.
Now, what's the name of the event in Plainview?
That is the Marley Memorial Barbecue and Steak Cook-Off. It's a IBCA cook-off on Saturday.
Friday?
Friday night's an SCA event. So why don't we do this? Anybody that wants to caravan, I'm down for this. We'll go out to Plainview Friday. We'll run that event. On Saturday, we go up to El Dorado, Arkansas for the Bikers Against Child Abuse Steak Cook-Off.
Johnny Joseph's
event. When you arrive, you can say,
"Here's Johnny."
There you go. We can do Johnny's event on Saturday. We caravan down on Sunday and cook the Hill Country Music Festival
in Wimberley.
We'll call that the Golden Triangle
of Steak Cook-Offs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That is the man. That's what is the Iron Man of Steak Cook-Offs right there.
That'd be something. I'll tell you what, folks, last year.
Anybody wants it, I'm down. Let's do it.
These guys, there was a group of people that caravaned from Lubbock, Texas, when they did the Raider Red Meats Steak Cook-Off, and then caravaned to Waco for a Sunday event at the BSR Cable Park. And you want to know, I was only available at the Sunday event. I couldn't do the Saturday event because I had to work, but there were pictures posted of them caravanning from Lubbock to Waco, and I'm telling you guys, it was cool.
It was like vehicles, yeah.
It was almost like watching a trucker movie from the 70s. Seriously, it was that cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. It was a real cool feeling. I mean, I remember we were driving down there, and I was thinking, man, you know, it used to be there was only 6 or 8 events in the whole country when we started, and I remember thinking, man, how cool is this? We got people driving all the way from Lubbock to Waco to cook another event the next day. I mean, 5 years ago, that was not even possible.
Now, I'll give you a good example.
It's crazy.
We had teams from Louisiana. Brian,
yep.
Johnny,
yep.
All these guys drove from Louisiana to Lubbock to Waco, then back to Louisiana.
Correct.
I mean,
but they did stop in West and get some kolaches.
That was the smartest thing they could have ever done.
The best thing they did all weekend.
Best thing they could have done. But
good call.
I mean, that right there is true dedication right there.
Telling you.
True dedication. So
we got a trifecta weekend that weekend.
So there is a good possibility. And not only that, there is also the event in Fort Worth, isn't there?
Wait, there's more. There's another one on Sunday. Unless you can clone yourself, you can't hit all four.
Man, it's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
But there is an event in Fort Worth that same Sunday as Wimberley. Go ahead and say it.
Rar
and Sons
Brewery.
So, man, this is going to be an incredible weekend. That right there, folks, that goes to show you how much SCA is involved in these weekends. I mean, we have one event, I think, somewhere, one weekend where there's 5 events going on in the same.
We're
going
to have 6 cook-offs in 8 days.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's crazy.
And
that's what we had all about 5 years ago.
Yeah, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, you had 6 events in 6 months.
Yeah. The season was like 3 months, man. You got to hit, I mean, it was like whip it down, hit it fast. It was done.
Amazing. This is truly amazing. So a big shout out to you guys for making this possible. Big shout out to the sponsors for making it possible. And a big shout out to the mayor and to Brett here for doing this. I mean, these guys have put a lot of time, effort, blood, sweat, tears into this. Their wives, their families, I'm telling you, it's just amazing. Just amazing. So I guess we're working up against the big clock here. It is 16 minutes after the hour. I guess you want to start wrapping things up here. Any final words you want to throw in there before we wrap this thing down?
Just glad you guys are listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. And, you know, the intention of the show is, yes, to talk about steak cook-offs. And, you know, but we just want to be on here and have fun. It's just Joe and I sitting around talking, and hopefully you guys are part of the conversation. You know, maybe next time, a couple more calls. We'd love to talk to you guys, too.
Let's take a couple calls. Let's check the screen
let's see
and
see if anybody's over there.
If not, anybody's hung up yet.
That went over like a fart in church last time. The same two dudes. Wait. There's a question mark by one of them.
All right, go for it.
All right. Caller 4264, we're coming your way. You got a delay. 4264, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, who are we talking to?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
This is Bandit Barbecue. Bandit Barbecue Man.
Bandit Barbecue. It's Bobby.
It's Bobby.
What's going on, Bobby?
Oh, man, just over here not far off of Interstate 20 east of Dallas. Got my little Weber Performer going on. But we're not talking about ribs. We're talking about steaks.
That's right. That is true.
I think the RCA. This is the SCA.
That's right.
That's right. SCA all day, and it pays to play.
Pays to play in SCA. You know that. You just banged a second place, Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. That was spectacular. Yeah, baby. The judging class and trying to maybe gain a few tips, you know, just you definitely, as a cooker, want to take this class.
See, I was going to ask you that because you had just taken the class. Was there a couple things you picked up that, as a cooker, you feel could help you in competition?
I tell you, I really wanted to learn more about the judging system, about how everything works, and, wow, that is just golden, how everything plays.
We got to see how fast it is. I mean, everything's judged hot and fresh. And
yes, yes. And it was fun, you know. Being a cooker, and even some of the guys that were in the class were asking me questions, and I was helping them. You know, it was great.
Yeah. We appreciate you being in there. We had a good time, and I'm always excited when people get a call, and I think that's your highest call. I think you had was your highest before a fourth?
Yes, I've had, wow, man.
You had a couple fourths.
Humble was my fifth SCA. I've gotten paid in three. I've got two fours and the second humble. Wow, I got an 11th down there in Shreveport, Blanchard. So
nah, that was a joke, Bobby. I don't know. That's a saying. When you run out of the money, that's called kissing your sister.
Kiss your sister?
Yes.
Sorry. I thought he hung up. I was like, this guy got offended.
It's like, oh, man.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
We're trying to stay classy.
Stay classy.
All right. Where's your next event, Bobby?
I think, well, there's no thinking to it. I've got plans for Kennedy this weekend.
Awesome.
It's a little travel. But what is cool is I want to drop to Liberty Hill in Austin area and get in, stay with Kevin and Charity Thornton Friday night. We're going to get up at 6 in the morning. I'm going to put my equipment in their truck and ride down with them, barbecue family.
Oh, very nice. You're not bringing the green Camry?
No, it's going to make part of the distance. I really wanted to drive down there just to make scene with it, but not this time.
Man, I like the you pull up in this little Camry. I mean, it's a perfect example of SCA, what equipment you need. You pull up in a little Camry. Next thing, it's like a clown show. You pull out a table. You pull out a 20. You have a 26-inch Weber, don't you?
I have a 26 and a 22. When I'm doing a full competition, I carry both. But
okay.
Nowadays, I've been working the 26 on the SCA.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you got this little car, and all of a sudden you pull out all this stuff, and it just shows you don't need a big rig to cook SCA. I mean, I got a 24-foot trailer, and all it's for is show. I don't need it for steak cooking.
Oh, man, I love that trailer you have. But, it's so easy. I love the Webers. Speaking of the Webers, wow. They have these four new colors. They're only available in Canada and Europe. And one of them is white ivory. And I gained information on this last week, especially today. I'm thinking, where can I get one? Because they're not going to be at Home Depot, Lowe's, or Walmart.
Yeah.
I have one I ordered from Canada today, and it's going to be here next week. Going to be sick.
I was going to say, you can order it online, or you could, DivaQ could probably figure out how to get one to you.
Or better yet, go to the cook-off in British Columbia and then just get one while you're there.
There you go.
Oh, man, don't make me. No, as far as traveling this year, I'd really like to make a lot of SCA events. Maybe try to gain some miles, but just get out there. Man, I cooked in Louisiana. I really want to go to Arkansas this year. It will happen, yes.
We'll come out to Camden. I'll be out there here in a couple of weeks, buddy.
Hey, we'll get a flight together.
I'm taking the SCA helicopter, bud.
Yeah, you haven't seen the SCA helicopter?
Oh, yeah, dude, that's been through my mind to where you just pull up in a helicopter, unload your equipment, bam, and fly to the next
one. He's going to take up there. Yeah, big man walking.
Right. Hey, so that the trifecta sounds very interesting.
Yes. And maybe we can get some people to either caravan or, share rides in a big truck or something, but. I think it'd be pretty cool to hit three in 3 days.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't know about the third one till now. What you're saying is in plain view, I guess. But I had planned on doing the El Dorado, and then there was the Wimberley. A Fort Worth popped up out there. So, I mean, it's crazy. You definitely have to be on your P's and Q's to do a doubleheader.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at El Dorado Fort Worth overnight.
Nice.
All right, buddy. Well, we had to cut this short. We're working up against the big clock, but you take care, and we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you down in...
ask him the last question.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a quick question. We always ask our guests, if you could cook a steak for anybody, who would you cook that steak for, Bobby?
You know, I always said, even at the World Championship, I would cook a steak for Nolan Ryan. Because I was using this steak rub and it was just pain. It was so good. I kind of come off of it as discontinued. But you know what? My dad was still around. I cook a steak for my dad.
There you go. Great answer, Bobby. Man, appreciate you listening to the show and, coming on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Tell your friends, bud.
Yeah.
We need more than $2.
Tell them it pays to cook an SCA.
Yes, sir. Good night to y'all. We'll see y'all this weekend.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Well, JoJo, about that time, man.
Now, before we hit the closing music, I do have to hit something on a personal note. Very quickly, February is a very special month, and I want to acknowledge a few things, okay? Number one, on February 14th was Valentine's Day. On the 16th was me and my wife's 25th wedding anniversary, so... Amy, I love you. I appreciate you putting up with me, and I think Bobby still has the open line.
Also on the 16th was Leslie Phillips' birthday,
which is the mayor's wife.
The mayor's wife.
So, folks, if you get a chance, send the mayor a message and say, happy birthday, Mrs. Mayor. So, happy birthday, Leslie. Then, yesterday was Michelle's birthday. Miss Galloway. So, happy birthday, Shelley. Now, tomorrow, the 19th, is my wife's birthday. So, happy birthday, Amy.
Man, the Claire Underwood of SCA's birthday and then your wife's birthday.
Now, hold on, it gets better.
That's happening. All right, keep going.
Then on the 25th, folks,
that's true.
If you can believe this, 50 Shades' birthday is next week. So, if y'all get a chance, send him an email, text him, Facebook message him, write him a letter, send him a postcard, send him a fax.
Let's go while we're young.
But tell him happy birthday.
Thank you. Coming.
And my son was also on the 13th.
Yep.
So happy birthday, Chris. Love you, man. My Jackrabbit Slim.
That's a lot of birthdays.
A lot of birthdays in February.
A lot of celebrations.
A lot of celebrations. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew this. So Chris, Leslie, Shelly, and my wedding anniversary. 25 years, if y'all can believe that.
That girl must be a saint.
Well, at least one of us is.
Ha, you got that true. All right, so.
In closing, we're going to go ahead and wrap this bit up.
I've got a great song that I think you guys will like. You may recognize it. You may recognize it a couple ways. But let's end it with this one, Judge Joe.
Folks, it's hard to believe, but we're out of here.
Wait, there's more.
This kind of reminds me of my intro song at the championship.
It's not moving into Rick Astley and Rainbows.
Very superstitious.
Yes.
Writings on the wall.
Folks, don't settle for cheap whiskey.
Life's too short.
Letters on the wall. 13 months of broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. You could think in your back.
90 seconds.